As it says, unemployment will be worse for a couple of months and then improve.
I know there's a diversity of opinion, amongst Wall Street economists. I expect that June will be the trough and then we'll start heading back up.
He was on Fox Business Network. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemns a Chinese government plan to crack down in Hong Kong.
A draft bill is understood to describe mainland Chinese intelligence agencies setting up bases in the city. They currently can't take any action in Hong Kong. China calls the new laws necessary. They follow months of pro-democracy protests.
Fox's Simon Owen. The man who videotaped the shooting death of a black jogger in Georgia in February is now in custody.
Charged with the offenses of felony murder and criminal attempt to commit the felony offense of false imprisonment.
Vic Reynolds with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says William Bryan wasn't just a witness. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Memorial Day weekend, and it's going to feel more and more like summertime. Today will be a hotter day with a high temperature near 90, a little bit more humidity, scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon and evening hours especially. Low temperature tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, high in the low 90s. Sunday, low to mid 90s. I think we'll be near 90 on Memorial Day Monday with random pop-up storms each day, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Some towns get one, some towns don't. Not much change on Tuesday and Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New amended health orders will allow more Alabama businesses to reopen over the Memorial Day weekend. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement Thursday despite growing COVID-19 case numbers. Entertainment venues like theaters, casinos, bowling alleys, and arcades can now reopen. Youth sports practices can resume, and daycares and summer camps can open. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting at least 529 deaths related to coronavirus. 13,000 people have tested positive for the virus across the state, and more than 1,500 people have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. Montgomery County probate judge J.C. Love is requesting nearly $87,000 more to make voting in the upcoming primary runoff safer for voters and election workers amid coronavirus concerns. And those are some of your local headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. We have the right oil and filters at the right price every day. From brands like Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Valvoline, and Castrol. And if you make a qualifying Pennzoil purchase this month, you'll get Gum Out Regain Fuel Injector Cleaner for free. Also, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and tell us about a hero in your community. You could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe-aux-Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe-aux-Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, the Memorial Edition of the Dan Morris Show. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm fantastic.
It is TGIF for a long weekend. Danny Boy is excited. Stock market is down 106 points, and the temperature outside is kind of a weird 82 degrees. It's humid. It was cool this morning, and then got humid. That was weird last night. Sitting outside, all of a sudden, it started raining.
All right, yes.
Benji goes, what's that? What was happening here? What's up with this? He was out in the yard. He goes, Dad, sky's falling. Save yourself. I went, hold on, let me get another Corona before I save myself. Oh, man. I tell you what, here's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Drink, eat, drink, eat, drink, eat, eat, drink, eat, eat, drink, drink.
Wow, you got it all worked out.
It's going to be...
Wait, when you're like on step four of the drink, are you going to keep that schedule still?
I don't know. Let's see what happens to me. Yeah, if you find me running naked down Dexter Avenue, I did the 120 proof whiskey. Yeah, man. I think I might give that a shot this weekend. Just to add a little something to it out here. 272-9228. Today's a drawing for the Squeak Free Farm Market gift basket. If you want to get a Boston Butt for $25 or two slaps of rib for $25. You need to call 280 Farm. They have peaches, they have strawberry, they have corn, they got watermelon, and you can get all the Sweet Creek Farm Market. I'll be heading down there Saturday and probably a Monday appearance. I also have barbecue plates on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday now. Just drive up, get your plate, and then move on out. You get barbecue, you get desserts, you get baked beans, you get coleslaw, you get the whole shooting match. So take advantage of that. If you've got people coming over, I would definitely do the Boston Butt. If you've got six or more, Boston Butt. You got four or less, two slabs of ribs. Interesting, we're going to get into the news story, but I didn't have a chance to cut the story, but it's going to be the least traveled, AAA is now out, least traveled Memorial Day in modern time. And you know what the big thing that people are doing? You cannot go and rent an RV. They're all rented out.
Hmm.
People are renting RVs like crazy, and they're buying RVs. RV sales are like off the charts. So what people are doing is instead of going to a hotel and staying in a hotel, they're getting an RV and they're loading the family up into an RV and driving around and seeing things type thing.
There you go.
But this is going to be the least travel. People are, you know, I think our beaches are going to be, I think the Florida beaches will definitely be crowded. But, you know, it's not going to be the typical thing where people are going to Atlanta and going to Stone Mountain and go to Lenox and going to Atlanta Braves game because there is no Atlanta Braves game. Right. And they are going to be at the lake, I can guarantee that. I already know people that have left already. They're there now. They're texting me. I hate it when they do that. But I have a radio show to do. Don't text me. This is not good. It's not polite to do that. But people are going to be, you know, doing things close to home. Here's the other thing I found in doing some research or seeing it from Ameriprise is that the money that people got that from the stimulus check, they're $1,200 or $2,400 or $3,400 if you're a family of four. People are taking that money and buying things for their home where they can spend more quality time at home. Television sales are off the charts. Xbox 360 sale, off the charts. Trampolines, off the charts. Because you're not going to that the climbing wall
right,
thing.
Right, right, right.
You're not going to that anymore. What you're doing is you're getting kids over that you know really, really well, and you're doing the trampoline and doing the swimming pool. I know people are buying those little inflatable swimming pools for the dogs and the kids and all that kind of stuff. That's what they're, I mean, they're spending that money. I mean, it's, when I looked at the sales receipts that we're throwing out, you can own an MX Net, you can go through and look at Best Buy, for example, and you can put them in and look at sales that are there. It is incredible. Absolutely incredible. And when I drive by there, I see the parking lot has people in it, but the people that are in the parking lot are going in and they're buying things because they're going to be watching TV. Netflix is going off the chart as far as a stock is concerned, but people are going to be doing things at home, which I think is smart. People are investing a lot of money and they're buying things they're buying grills, they're buying things to cook in, you know, crock pots and the new pressure cookers and things like that. So that's encouraging. It's like I said a month ago, this is going to change the way we do things. And we're going to socialize differently, and we're going to do it more on our grounds instead of going to, you know, I'll meet you at the bar type
right.
thing. It'll be interesting to see what happens. What's the bars out on Bone Road that everybody goes to?
Oh, it's been forever. So you're asking the
wrong
guy.
It used to be the Cattleman. It's now... But it's in that little strip shopping center.
Right.
But I think people are going to be doing things differently. I think the older you are, the more home it's going to be. And people are buying patio furniture and things like that. I got to see my ace carpenter, Joe, this morning with Wes Lord. Joe's a great guy. He's fixing Benchy's fence where I have the gate where all the lawn equipment and everything goes out. And he could get underneath it, so I had this kind of ratty-looking, I had plywood, and it looked like I lived in a mobile home or something. But Wes and John came over and fixed it, and they're going to do some gutter stuff for me. But Joe's a great guy. And Lloyd Faulkner, who is a friend, a longtime friend of my family's, and I forgot he's a listener to the show, and he... He heard me give Joe a shout out. Lloyd's. I bet he's glad he's not down in the city in his old job right now, because it's I'm not sure if I would want to be doing that. Let's go. We're going to get into what happened in Montgomery last night in the nightly news, the Stephen Reid press conference, what blight was put on our city because of that. But before I go, let me go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, this is funny, Dan. Thank you for the referral. Let me tell you what was happening. I called him yesterday afternoon, and you know his name, of course, right? Johnny.
Yes.
So what happens? I'm talking to Johnny. It starts pouring down rain. His last name is Rainwater.
See?
And I'm going, hey, are we in the Twilight Zone here or what? What a nice gentleman, though. I enjoyed talking to him. And I'm going to go up and see him this weekend, so I want to thank you very much for that.
Well, yeah, let me tell you something. You're doing a really good job for my audience out there, and so I appreciate that, and they appreciate it. And so when I can get referrals for people like Bird and other folks, then, I want to do that for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm over here working on Eric's building. It's going to be beautiful. I'm doing stuff other people are not going to even think about, because I can do it. I can take the time, and it's worth it, and it certainly it pays you back in the future to do good jobs and that sort of thing for people. So appreciate it very much. I'm interested in hearing some Stephen Reid cuts, because I don't get NBC, which I don't miss, but I hear all the action with him was on NBC, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. It was, when you hear it, you're going to be pretty, I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned. And then I did kind of a tracer how the story got up to NBC. And it really, I tried to call Don Williamson. I put a call into Don Williamson today, the head of the Alabama Hospital Association, because this whole thing about ICU beds was totally misdone. Totally misdone.
Well, I told him early on the show with Joey, my big brother called me from Florida asking me if I was in the hospital. I mean, He sees the nightly news and the interview with Stephen Reid, and he calls me. I'm going like, what the hell's going on up there? I said, I don't even know anybody that knows anybody that has COVID-19, much less at the ICU beds being overwhelmed.
It's funny. I had two people that I knew that went to college with, one that I was in Washington with, and they basically said the same thing. Are you guys okay in Montgomery? And
yeah.
I was kind of like, I had this kind of vision of people dying in the street. It's kind of like John Dee's call yesterday, seeing the Grim Reaper out on Zolder Road.
I know. It kind of pissed me off. This is outrageous. We're kicking butt down here. The weather's great. Home Depot's full. I said, get down and do your push-ups, because he's 100 pounds overweight. Joey, I ain't going to even attempt to get him to do one of our push-ups. Forget it. Thank you, fellas. Have a great weekend.
You have. Enjoy
your time. Go Trump.
Enjoy yourself and be very, very safe. Let me go to a break. When we reset, get into this story right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance, and this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all, and you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com or call Julianne Hanson Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Adams Drugs has been serving your family in the River Region for over 58 years. We have been and always will be here for you. We want to stress that everyone practice diligent social distancing, stay at home if you can, wash your hands often, and frequently clean the surfaces you come in contact with. This is a time to take pause and not a time to panic. We need to be thankful for the blessings that we have and many times take for granted. Be sure to check on family, friends, and neighbors to make sure they have the necessities they need. Rest assured, Adams Drugs has retained the amount of medicines needed to fill the monthly prescriptions you depend on us for. If you have any symptoms of the COVID-19, such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, or congestion, please do not come into the store. Rather, you can call us with your prescriptions, and we can either bring them to you curbside or deliver to you at home. With our practice of good hygiene, the flu season may not be as bad next year as it is this year. We will get through this with each other's help. Thank you for trusting Adams Drugs with your prescription needs.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Dan Morris Show.
Memorial Day edition. Remember, Memorial Day is for those people who have sacrificed their lives, either directly in the military, during a war, or they had a service-connected death. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Usually I call you with a question. I just wanted to relate to you this situation we've got here in Montgomery right now with the media going nuts. Reminds me of back in about 64. My mother had a childhood friend who was also born and raised in Montgomery. She had married a guy who had advanced in the military, was a general. They had bought a house in Tampa or Orlando, one of the two, when he was stationed in that area, but then he had been moved to Seattle for a period of time, and this was about 64 when the Freedom Riders came through. Well, the phone rang when this was all going on with the Freedom Riders, and it was my mother's friend. She was saying, Alma, do y'all need a place to go to stay safe? You know, if you need to go to Orlando where we got the house, I'll run the renters out so y'all can stay there for a while. But that what this does, it just It shows, it highlights how much the media can influence people's attitudes towards an area, a group, or whatever else. And it really, I heard somebody else use the word criminal before, and it really almost is. It's one of those things where having as much power as they do and the way they can slant people's attitudes towards people, it really is sad. And here we're talking about a mayor, and I don't have a dog in this fight because I don't even live in Montgomery. But you're talking about a mayor who seems to be taking the position that he is going to advance his statue within the framework of the government he's involved with now and possibly things that are going to happen in the future. And that, again, to me, is one of those things that I just think if it's not criminal, it's borderline.
Let's not call it criminal, but it is irresponsible what he did. It's irresponsible what WSFA did because they sent that up to New York. And all the footage that you saw of the hospitals and Mayor Reed, all that came from WSFA. And nobody did any fact-checking on this thing. Because what Reed was saying and what they were implying was not accurate. And they didn't go through and show Scott Harris commenting on this. No. They didn't do that. They had Montgomery's first black mayor say, if you need an ICU bed, you're out of luck. Imagine somebody saying that. How irresponsible is that?
Well, that's a better word, and I'm glad you use that because that really does frame it a lot better than being criminal or whatever else. But the long-term effects is on the city of Montgomery is you got people who are, and it happens within the military. They have an option if they're going to come here to their war college. They can either bring their families with them or not bring their families with them. And a lot of them won't do it just because of incidents like this. And that causes Montgomery to suffer a loss in revenue for the city. So the long-term effect is it's causing detrimental effects down the road for the city.
Well, let me kind of give it to you in a little bit different way, and that is this. Montgomery has a tremendous population of people who were stationed here, who stayed here and retired here. And one of the things that they look at, because they don't have kids that have to be educated, so they're not necessarily worried about the education system like younger people are, though if you're a colonel, if you're a lesser colonel, you still have a kid that you may have sent to private school. But health care is a big deal. And they can go to Maxwell, but they also want to be able to access the TRICARE system because they're going to be in either Prattville or Wetumpka. And that is one of the things they're going to be looking at. And you do not want to scare anybody about a healthcare system. I talked to two doctors. They said that was the most irresponsible thing they had ever heard. Yeah. Absolutely irresponsible.
Well, my hope is long-term we don't see any ill effects for the city of Montgomery because I was born and raised there, and I still say it's part of my heart. It's precious to me. The Montgomery that I was born and raised in is totally different from the way it is now, but it is a historical place. It's got a lot of good history. It's got a lot of bad history that was dealt with and rectified eventually. And I think that's something that Montgomery should be proud of, too, because we lived through it. We saw it. We saw the media during that time and a lot of the bad reporting that was going on and the black eyes that it might have given to the city of Montgomery when we know it's not justified. And it pains me to hear see those things happen because it is a great place. It really is. It's one of those that's got so much to it that people can appreciate if they can dig through all the dirt that the media puts on top of them. Dan, love you to death, buddy.
Thank you, Papa John. I appreciate you, buddy. You have a great weekend. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Worth Cleaners at 125 Brown Springs Road and 7825 Vaughn Road wants you to feel confident in the health and safety that they offer. Their laundry and dry cleaning services effectively kill viruses and germs. In order to limit the physical contact for staff and customers, the lobby area is closed. Worth Cleaners accepts drop-offs only through the drive-thru. Additionally, they ask that their customers place the drop-offs in the back seat of the vehicle for a staff member to take and replace with your pickup items. This will limit the physical contact for both staff and customers. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Worth Cleaners has been here for you for over 30 years and appreciates your business. They look forward to a return to normal for all of us very soon so that they may continue to serve you for many years to come.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Here at NAPA, we salute the frontliners going the extra mile to get us through these uncertain times. You remind us of what really keeps this country moving forward. It's not just parts and tools. It's people. And at NAPA, our people are proud to be part of your community. So if your vehicle experiences a bump in the road, just call your locally owned NAPA Auto Parts, Auto Care, or visit NAPAonline.com. Because NAPA knows how to safely support our communities.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Chris Foster. More coronavirus restrictions are eased or lifted in several states today. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says unemployment will be worse for a couple of months and then improve.
I know there's a diversity of opinion, amongst Wall Street economists. I expect that June will be the trough and then we'll start heading back up.
He was on Fox Business Network. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemns a Chinese government plan to crack down in Hong Kong.
A draft bill is understood to describe mainland Chinese intelligence agencies setting up bases in the city. They currently can't take any action in Hong Kong. China calls the new laws necessary. They follow months of pro-democracy protests.
Fox's Simon Owen. The man who videotaped the shooting death of a black jogger in Georgia in February is now in custody.
Charged with the offenses of felony murder and criminal attempt to commit the felony offense of false imprisonment.
Vic Reynolds with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says William Bryan wasn't just a witness. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Memorial Day weekend, and it's going to feel more and more like summertime. Today will be a hotter day with a high temperature near 90, a little bit more humidity, scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon and evening hours especially. Low temperature tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, high in the low 90s. Sunday, low to mid 90s. I think we'll be near 90 on Memorial Day Monday with random pop-up storms each day, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Some towns get one, some towns don't. Not much change on Tuesday and Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. This will be the replay for Monday. Remembering those veterans who have paid the ultimate price in their families. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Y'all have a new Barbara besides me.
We do?
Uh-huh. I noticed it the first of the week. But first thing I wanted to say, I think this is my favorite show that you do all year. I love the Christmas one, but I'm just a very patriotic and get very emotional, you know, with anything America. And I love hearing President Reagan's speeches or fireside chats or whatever. So I think that,
You're gonna get a big dose of that.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're going to get a big dose of that. We're going to have the Diane Poole story. Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. That will be coming at the end of this hour.
I've heard that before. I listen. You know, I've been listening to y'all forever. But the other thing that I wanted to say is, what is the purpose of the mayor? Is it just strictly? I don't live in Montgomery either, but I just was appalled at what he said yesterday. And then, you know, the medical man came on and said, we got plenty. What is he doing? What's the purpose? Just
well, I'm going to play the NBC story after when I finish conclude this call. And, I think he wants to be noticed. What he did, because the information of what he put out there in that report and what the facts are not aligned. And
it was unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, he did not do something good for the city of Montgomery.
No, sir.
He knew that if he did some doom and gloom stuff, national news would pick him up because he's the first black mayor of Montgomery. I honestly believe that.
Well, I figured that could be the only thing because the revenue, the tax, you know, tax revenue coming in is hurting, you know, all this shutdown that he's been doing. And now, and like you said, people used to come to Maxwell and were glad to get here and the kids go to school and he's killing all that. You know, leave their families wherever they are. It's a sad, sad situation we've come to. And I hate to say this, I was for the other black man that ran. I truly, and like I said, I don't even live in Montgomery, but I feel like I'm part of Montgomery. But I knew from the reputation that this is going to be bad news. But anyway, I love this show. I listen to the show every day. I love every show. But this one especially, it means a lot to me.
Barbara, thank you so much for the kind words.
Well, thank you for all that y'all do. Have a blessed, safe weekend.
Take care.
Enjoy.
Alabama Wild Man.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, and I do agree with being patriotic this time and even more now. And I'm with you. I don't understand why the mayor did what he did, but I believe that he just wants to make a name for himself, just like the mayor in Birmingham, you know, trying to issue the face mask and saying that anybody that's caught in the city of Birmingham without a mask on could be arrested or fined up to $500. And also, too, that's, I think, 3 to 4 months in jail. I don't know where these people get off, but, you know, all of them are all Democrats.
Well, let me tell you one thing they are. They're not respectful of civil liberties.
Right. Of course. And I agree 100% with you. Because we are losing our freedoms. You see it every day. And I think the most important thing that people could do is turn out and vote on this next election that's coming up, because this could be doom or gloom.
I think it's going to be vital that people get out and vote.
You darn right. I enjoy your show. And if Jack is in the house, just tell him don't get mad. Don't be mad. See you later.
Thanks, Alabama Wild Man. He's not here. Okay, let's play the piece straight up from NBC Nightly News, not the opener, the story. This is the fourth story in the NBC Nightly News last night. Listen in.
Tonight, with the entire country now easing restrictions, the virus is still exploding in some areas, especially parts of the South, one city running out of ICU beds. Here's Kerry Sanders.
In Alabama's coronavirus war room, disturbing news that ICU beds at hospitals in the state capital are full.
Right now, if you're from Montgomery and you need an ICU bed, you're in trouble.
Tonight, cases in Alabama continue to climb, now more than 13,000. Baptist Health System in Montgomery has 54 patients on ventilators. Doctors at the hospital at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, now on alert to take the overflow.
The virus is not gone. The virus is still out there. This is a smart virus that spreads very easily from person to person.
Montgomery and the rest of Alabama began reopening 10 days ago, and data from the policy lab at Children's Hospital at Philadelphia predicted it was a spot to watch.
You're doing a prediction. It's not 100%, but do people accept what you're predicting?
Well, it's sort of like a weather forecast. I mean, you know, we're projecting out 4 weeks, but it's helpful in guiding you what may happen over the next couple of weeks.
The newest Philadelphia model is now forecasting hotspots in Houston, Dallas, and across Tennessee.
Another hotspot here in Florida with more than 48,000 coronavirus cases, with some beaches and restaurants now open and a busy Memorial Day weekend ahead, fears of a dangerous mix.
Despite the urgency in Alabama's intensive care units, late today, Governor Kate Ivey announced the easing of even more restrictions starting tomorrow. Kerry Sanders, NBC News.
That was unbelievable. So 54 ventilators are being used. Didn't you get from that you thought that all those ventilators were COVID-19 people?
If I didn't know any better, I would.
There are 88 ventilators in the river region, 88. We're using 54. We have 34 more to go. Right. We can increase our number by 50%, and you still haven't run out. That was so irresponsible, it was unbelievable. Now, notice how he tagged in, and the governor, despite all of this, the governor's easing. Stephen Reed, you didn't do a good thing. You did a bad thing. You didn't help anybody out with that. You made Montgomery look bad, and you scared people unnecessarily. Let's listen to Scott Harris. He was asked about this at the press conference yesterday. Listen to his answer.
Dr. Harris, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed said if you need an ICU bed in Montgomery, you're pretty much in trouble. He implied that the city was out of ICU beds. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, thank you. So I certainly am aware that they have many
of their ICU beds already filled. The situation in Montgomery today, from my conversation with Dr. Williamson at the Hospital Association, is that the conventional ICU beds that they count as ICU beds are full, although the hospitals do have other spaces that can be used for ICU beds that they wouldn't normally count as an ICU bed, and they do have some capacity available there. You know, that said, I would say hospitals frequently, from time to time, have issues like this, and they generally do work those issues out between themselves. So, you know, flu season, for example, can be a time when your hospital gets pretty full. You know, transfers to Birmingham from Montgomery are not very unusual. You know, we certainly see those things happen a lot. For that matter, I don't know, but I suspect a lot of people in Montgomery hospitals are from other parts of the state as well. We certainly are a regional referral center here as well. So I absolutely agree with the mayor that they do have, they have reached capacity there, but I also believe they have the ability within their four walls to handle that and handle more if necessary.
So I wouldn't disagree with the mayor, but did NBC play that? No. Terry, coming back to you right after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understands these are extraordinary times and that many families are experiencing hardship. Many in our local community are out of work, facing career decisions. The automotive industry has been deemed an essential business. And because of this, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers has remained open for all your service and repair needs. In a time when many are cutting back on employees, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers continues to hire hardworking men and women in the Montgomery area. As one of America's premier automotive service companies, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers is offering full-time employment, including top pay with overtime, as well as a great benefits package, including 401k, Blue Cross Blue Shield, paid holidays, paid vacation, and no Sundays. If you found yourself financially burdened due to a layoff, or just looking to start a new career, come join the team of automotive professionals at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. Apply in person at our Perry Hill location. That's 1001 Perry Hill Road, next to Family Dollar.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, we may have to hold off on the Let Me Down to Sleep. Terry, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right, Dan. Let's get out your political pen and paper. You are the teacher today, and the finals have been taken. We're toward the end of this corona. We're thinking things are starting to simmer down a little bit. What grade would you give this great mayor of Montgomery right now? right now based on his performance since this outbreak?
I think that he made a terrible decision in the grocery store. Did you ask Christina about that?
The grocery store decision? No, I didn't ask her about that.
Because that came out of her office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think the grocery store decision was awful. And that, well, it was the grocery store, the Home Depot, and all that decision. Thank goodness he rescinded that. Other than that, if you think about it, he's not really doing anything. All he's,
exactly
right. All he's trying to do is just scare you.
Well, he's okay. WSFA has propped him up now. They're not going to call him out locally. I don't see the Montgomery Advertiser doing anything. So basically, this cat, like Barack Obama with MSNBC and all the major news outlets, he pretty much has a free pass to do whatever he wants to do, and he's not going to never be held accountable for it. And I think people in Montgomery have already seen that in just the short time that he's been elected mayor. I tell you, if I lived in Montgomery right now and I was looking at getting ready to put my home up for sale, I'd be scared to death. Property value went down, I guarantee you, 5% yesterday in Montgomery. People I talk to are just so ready to get out and get away from what's going on, and it's sad.
I know. I was driving out of town. I saw people in wagons with all their stuff in the back, and they were heading over the river.
Yes, they are.
I saw that. Terry, I got to go, buddy. Thanks for someone called. David. Save me, brother. Save me.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, everything's fine. I was just listening. I listened to the clips last night. I listened to you guys. I listened to some of your callers. I took it as the mayor was saying exercise precaution. I'll tell you something I know for a fact. I have a family member that works at headquarters out on Congressman Dickinson. They shut down their department. Two people tested positive this week. One of my other family members works out at Maxwell. She's positive at home fighting it now. I work at a public entity of the city. Right now, we've had two employees that tested positive within the last 3 weeks. So, and the people, if the family member of mine that works at Maxwell, they were working from home. She had to go out to Maxwell Friday to get some working material that she needed. Now they got to go in and they got to disinfect that place because she did not know that she had it until her test results came back because she had got to feeling bad. So it is a for real deal here.
Okay, let me interrupt you. Nobody has ever said that COVID-19 is not a very contagious virus. Here's the question. How many of the people that you just named, how many are in the hospital right now?
One of them.
And you named nine, is that right?
No, I named five.
You named five.
One of them.
One's in the hospital out of five. So you have 20% of the people are in the hospital. How old is the person that's in the hospital?
57.
Do they have any underlying conditions?
None whatsoever. Perfectly healthy female, does it all right, exercise, check everything, and, you know, where she got it from, how she got it.
Do you think she's going to end up in an ICU unit?
I have no idea. You know, you can't, the nurse will let you FaceTime, but you can't go see them.
Yeah,
but right now she is doing...
And see, this is why we need data. This is why I did my data story yesterday. We need data because of what I'm seeing around the country and what I can glean off the CDC website. If she does not have any underlying conditions and she's 57, she should be going to the hospital, but she's not going to be incubated and in an ICU unit.
Well, excuse me. Like I told you, what I took it from was, you know, he was saying exercise precaution now. And he did say that we're getting people from other areas around Montgomery.
He did say that, but he didn't. What he said, and the lady that came on after him, who has been a friend of this show, is said you need to exercise caution. He said if you need an ICU bed, you may be out of luck. And that's what made the national news. He should not have said that. Because it was not a true statement.
Is it a true statement?
No, it's not a true statement.
Okay, he named all the hospitals.
Right.
And I think it was one hospital that, as of yesterday, when he made that statement, that had a bed available.
There are two, and we're going to read something from Dr. Sullivan. There are different parts of an ICU ward. There are some that are dedicated to nothing but COVID-19. Then there are other sections that are just what I said yesterday, dedicated to folks that have heart attacks, strokes, car wrecks, things like that. So you're talking apples and oranges. Go ahead.
Why are they sending people to Birmingham?
Because they don't want to mix the two groups of population. They don't want COVID. They don't want car wreck people and where they've got isolated COVID-19 people.
Okay, I understand totally what you're saying. So what you're saying is he should have clarified.
Exactly. Oh, give him applause. Give him applause.
Absolutely.
That is right. He didn't. So, and then the damn NBC people did they have 58 people that are on ventilator. Okay. They made it sound like it was COVID-19. You're on a ventilator if you have had a stroke, for example, or a major heart attack.
So instead of crucifying the guy, why don't you get him to go back and retract, and why don't you get him to clarify?
Because by crucifying is hopefully why he'll do that. Because I've talked to his office, I've talked to his press person, they're not responding to me.
Well, I mean, I'll make a call. I know Robert personally.
Good.
I just had a conversation with the deputy mayor. I mean, I know Reva. I know his sister.
Good. Great. Get him in to explain the numbers and honor my request for the data that I wanted. I asked for ages, race, sex. What were they doing? Were they living in a nursing home, assisted care facility, community home? Home or apartment? Were they with family? Were they working, not working, retired, disabled? What were their underlying conditions? Then once I see, I'm a financial guy. I'm big into data. I need to see data points so I can know, and so they should be able to know what the hell they're talking about. I don't believe, I don't think they know what they're talking about. And if they do, if they've seen that data, they need to share it. If they haven't seen the data, they need to look it up.
Well, I know for a fact that, you know, from what I've seen personally, and like I said, I work at an end of the other city, and we have our people out there right now that's trying to do it out, doing all the PPE things. They still continue to do their job, and we're still getting people to get sick. We have three people in quarantine now. We have two people that we know for a fact that were positive, and they had a tough time up. So that's
it is a bad boy. We had a doctor that called in that he got sick, his wife got sick, his son got sick, and he used hydroxychloroquine to get better. But that gets ridiculed by the national media. And this is what I don't like, David, is just, you know, make your yeses yeses and your noes noes. Share the damn information with people so we can make good, intelligent decision. What your operation is doing is great. I think closing things down, cleaning things up, that's great. But to say the sky is falling, it isn't. And your 57-year-old lady, I believe, and I hope to God, will be completely okay, and hopefully she'll be out in 10 days.
All right, my friend.
Take care, David. A pleasure talking to you. You're going to be back after our top of the hour break.